Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball. Rugby.
Why is nobody challenging World Rugby about the feed into scrum? Literally the least refereed part of the game. If you go 1 degree crooked on a line-out, 1 degree it's called.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Yeah, a really significant day for both our badminton and track cycling with the development and the turning of the sod here now today for what's going to be an exceptionally new national centre for both of them. So we're going to see 250 metre of track cycling within the complex, and also there's going then in the at the very centre of it we're going to see 12 badminton courts. So for both sports it's going to be a really significant step change in relation to delivering national centres for them. For cyclists, for example, our track cyclists up until now have had to go abroad in order to do their training, and despite that we've seen some wonderful success. What this does for both sports now is offers the capacity to train and to perform domestically at facilities that match the level of our athletes' ambitions, and also as well to inspire young people as well, because they can see their athletes, because the facilities are here, to inspire young people as well to take up both sports. So it's really a significant step forward. It adds to the wonderful world-class facilities we already have at the sports campus and have been developed over the last 10-20 years here, and it's part of the step out of the sports campus development plan here as well, which is aimed at seeing so many of our national sports as well receive additional national facilities over the years ahead. And the government really is committing significantly to that in terms of our investment. It's 100 million euro here today for the Velodrome and Badminton Centre. We've committed close to that as well for the development of a cricket ground, which will be developed here over the next couple of years, and likewise we'll be stepping out with other sports as well in line with the development plan as well to see this sports campus fully built out.
And I think the aim is for it to be built by the end of 2027. It'll be shortly before the LA Olympics, of course, but the bigger aim maybe 2032. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, so listen, I mean, there's about two and a half year build time, so I think the timeline at the moment is for the centre to be fully in use by summer 28. So listen, I mean, it's going to for the track cycling, I think there's wonderful potential there to really make an impact and medal internationally and globally in relation to it. I think the performance of our athletes so far has been phenomenal, given the fact that we haven't had a national centre. And I've no doubt that this development here now will see us medal and see many of our athletes medal in the years ahead.
Any reaction to what's going on behind you and the breaking the ground today of the new Velodrome?
Well, look, today is a very, very exciting day for Sport Ireland and for sport in Ireland, for track cycling and for badminton in particular, but for a lot of other sports as well. It's been a long time coming, and we really are excited to have the first ever indoor Velodrome in Ireland. We've had phenomenal success at a global level, at an international level. We have a world champion here. We have two world champions here today, and we really look forward to being able to nurture a whole new crop of talent now, having this facility available to us.
How do you envision the Velodrome helping that specifically? I know obviously with the cyclists they won't have to go abroad.
Yeah, so I suppose, you know, traditionally when our cyclists reached a certain level of their sport, they were then, you know, it was appropriate for them to leave home and to head away and train in other countries which had velodromes. But now we'll be able to nurture a whole crop of new young riders and bring them up to this level without having to wait until they've managed to create this talent themselves.
And the general kind of growth of both sports over the last couple of years has been pretty exceptional. What is the aim with the Velodrome? I suppose it's more medals, isn't it? It's more successes.
Well, it's not just about medals. You know, from our point of view, cycling is one of the most popular sports in Ireland. I think it's very important for us to be able to offer people off-road opportunities to learn and develop the skills of cycling without having to actually go out onto into the traffic on the road. So from that point of view, and track cycling does require a very significant level of skill, and we really look forward to kind of having very skillful cyclists coming through the ranks.
And I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but the velodrome will be of kind of free use to people that wish to come in and try their hand at cycling or badminton, whatever it
be. So we'll have a mixture. So we'll obviously have dedicated high performance opportunities, and our high performance teams will have dedicated times. In fact, on the track, we have a unique design on the track that there are two, what we call two, it's a double D, so there's a slot at each end. One will be dedicated for high performance athletes and the other will be dedicated for community use. So people will be able to try their hand and experience the adrenaline rush of being on a velodrome. And similarly, badminton will ensure that the badminton facility is flat out. It's there's no question about it. Will be flat out. Every badminton country and club in Dublin has waiting lists, and we know that there will be a big demand for this facility.
It looks great. The plans for it. Are you excited about it yourself?
I am. My family have a background in cycling, so yeah, I'm a little bit biased. We are quite excited about this prospect. My daughter compete in the European Championships on the track. So
Kiva, yes.
Yeah, we are very excited. But I mean, from every point of view, it's because it's so unique, because it'll be the only one in Ireland. That's a really fantastic opportunity for us.
Your general reaction to the announcement today?
Yeah, it's incredible for us. It's, you know, monumentous. The words don't describe, I suppose, what it means for cycling in the country. It's over 25 years in the making to get to this stage.
And the impact in general for your riders, I suppose. Lara was talking about the getting the train at home and all that. Tell us about the impact of that and how important that will be.
Yeah, an example is even this week, our Paralympic high performance and development athletes are training in Portugal this week. So when we have a facility, they're going to be here going forward. That's going to be a huge benefit for them. We only get limited camps each year, so to have access to this will just be huge for the sport.
And you'll be neighbouring the badminton players. What's that like? What's that relationship going to be like?
Yeah, look, it's going to be good. We're going to partner with them. You know, we've already had a lot of meetings and how we'll work together, and really both sports can live, and the design of it with the drop floor badminton can be used the same time we're on the track as well training.
And I think the aim is for it to be done by the end of 2027, so might get a little bit of it before LA, but the main one would be 2032, I presume.
Yeah.
Tell us about the impact there and how that will help Ireland in general.
Yeah, so our development squads and our underage, under 14, 16s, I think there'll be a big push in that in the next few years. We will hopefully get a camp pre-LA, but as you say, 2032 is probably the big aim, where we're going to have extra teams in the Olympics and things like that.
Huge day. Monumental day. We've been waiting for this day for a long time. Yeah, we had Martin Irvine, was a world champion previously a few years ago, and they've been saying for a while now that we'll have a velodrome. And yeah, today we're finally getting started. It's official. The signatures have been signed, and yeah, apparently it's going to be ready by the end of 2027. We'll see. I think it's more of a training place pre 2032 Olympics. Really excited to be able to train at home.
Yeah, that's the big impact, isn't it, that you won't have to go abroad anymore? Tell us about that.
We still have to go abroad for warm weather training camps. You know, we have to do a lot of miles on the road and we need warm weather for that. But the strength camps, speed camps, all the track prep can be done here. We have a perfect place, perfect campus. All the support is here. We can have coaches on the ground, and that will be a huge, also especially not just for the high performance, but for the younger development and for people to see the sport. I think, yeah, somewhere to actually watch the sport and fall in love with the sport, and for people who never tried cycling or track cycling before, that, yeah, that's the biggest difference.
News today, the breaking the ground of the new velodrome.
Yeah, no, this is a long time coming. Even before I had success on a track bike, this was on the wish list, so it's actually pretty unbelievable to be standing here, to be honest. So I think there's a lot of people who have made it possible, you know, so it's definitely going to change cycling in Ireland, I think, once it gets going. So it's really exciting.
And in comparison to your career and how you got to train, what's the detailed impact for the athletes now?
It's more, obviously it's at home, there'll be more exposure on the track. You can kind of, there's loads of schools, kids can just come and try the track without any hassle. You know, if for likes of me and Laura, whatever's more hardcore, you had to kind of go away in to other countries and get on like velodromes. So to have it on our doorstep, there's just going to be more people doing it, which is a higher chance of success, you know, so it's really good.
And generally the kind of rise of not just track cycling in Ireland, but this cycling sphere in Ireland is really, it's really grown.
The sport in general has had a nice uptick, you know, with Ben Healy on the road. Yeah. There's a load of juniors doing road and track success, and then Laura doing, being a world beater on the track, it's brilliant. So it's a trend, hopefully we can keep going, but it's just it's a lot of years working in the background and it's finally paid off this year.
You must feel somewhat responsible for what's going on behind you as well. You kind of blazed the trail here.
Not really, like I was part of the system, you know, I stood on someone's shoulders and did the same thing, so it's great. Yeah. It's great to have a little piece along the way, be part of it is good.